directive for nuclear disarmament and the one delivered by Norway on irreversibility. The following remarks are made in a national capacity. The current security environment is alarming. Tension between countries with nuclear weapons and without have increased. The withdrawal from international arms control agreements and the expansion of nuclear arsenals with a lack of transparency are a cause for concern. Russia's unprovoked and unjustified full-scale invasion of Ukraine, followed by increased nuclear signaling and threats of nuclear weapons use, is completely unacceptable. Russia is deliberately seeking to increase tensions, including by irresponsible nuclear rhetoric and its announced intention to deploy nuclear weapons in Belarus. By suspending its participation in the New START Treaty and withdrawing its ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, Russia is also evading the existing arms controls architecture, thereby undermining global security. Chair, while the nuclear weapon states hold a special responsibility for implementing Article 6, all states' parties should actively promote the full realization of the NPT. We must at this review cycle use every opportunity for meaningful disarmament progress, and we encourage all states to renew their efforts. We also urge nuclear weapon states to engage constructively in reaching concrete measures related to nuclear disarmament and risk reduction. We call on all state parties to refrain from actions that contradict or undermine the treaty's objective. I would like to mention the working paper number 13 presented by the Stockholm Initiative for Nuclear Disarmament. The emphasis in the working paper is on the need to step up our joint efforts when it comes to disarmament and to harness many of the excellent proposals that we discussed in last year's PrepCom, but that we unfortunately could not agree upon. And I would invite you to study the proposals in the paper. The Stockholm Initiative's so-called 22 stepping stones and its risk reduction package presented ahead of the 10th review conference remain valid and are based on the firm belief that existing disarmament commitments must be implemented. Key steps towards nuclear disarmament include the entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and the establishment of a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. Sweden urges China and all concerned states to declare and uphold an immediate moratorium on producing fissile material for nuclear weapons. We also urge China to improve the transparency of its nuclear arsenal and doctrine, refrain from further build-up, and engage constructively in future arms control discussions. Chair, Sweden strongly encouraged the greater involvement in nuclear disarmament verification. We are actively engaged in the IPNDV and Quad partnerships, which continue to provide valuable insights and results. Irreversibility also remains a key topic that deserves our full attention. Chair, given the negative developments we are witnessing around the world, efforts to reduce the risk of nuclear weapons use are more urgent than ever. More attention should be given to nuclear risk reduction. Working on risk reduction is not a substitute nor a prerequisite for nuclear disarmament, but is a valuable step in a challenging and continuous international environment. It can help ease tensions, create an environment for dialogue, and increase mutual trust, thus reducing risk while also enabling prospects for progress on disarmament. Sweden has therefore, with a group of other interested states, taken initiative to see what can be done and how on to move the needle on risk reduction and finding convergence on possible concrete measures. We are building upon important work and research already conducted and stand ready to engage and discuss possible ways forward with the broader NPT community. Chair, let me also address the work done in the framework of the Working Group on Strengthening the Review Process during last year. We were really encouraged by the constructive discussions, not least on enhancing transparency and reporting. These positive exchanges and progress should be further developed and utilized during this review cycle. In this regard, we welcome the recent release of information about the US nuclear weapons stockpile. And in closing, I would also like to refer to the joint statement on transparency and accountability, which was made at last year's PrepCom on behalf of 28 state parties, Sweden included. I thank you.